It's been a tough year. Not only have we learned how to keep great distances between ourselves and those who do not live in our homes, but we have become so polarized that even when we do agree, we argue on principle. We have even used scriptures to sow discord with our siblings. This has created a culture in which we struggle to understand and accept one another as we are. It leads to seeing others as less than, encourages us to find excuses to harm one another with words and weapons, and tears apart the community that God longs for us to experience. In just the last month, two mass shootings have sparked more debate about assault weapons and mental illness. When we should be seeking solutions to the woundedness of our world, we are drawing lines of division. The Stations of Unity are our response to this violence that wounds the relationships we are called to build and reminds us of our responsibility to care for all creation with love, compassion, mercy, and justice. As we seek unity with our siblings in humanity, we are encouraged that Passover, Easter, and Ramadan all fall within a month of one another this year. To show the unity in the faith that all stem from Father Abraham, we will explore passages from each of our traditions that call us toward unity rather than division. Each of our Stations of Unity include an image of hands and a short meditation on the scriptures, two from each tradition. We hope that as you take time with these images and meditations, you too will discover a place of unity in yourself and toward those who may be different than you. Each scripture and meditation invites us to seek unity and acceptance of one another so that we may change our hardened hearts to be open to listening and learning from one another. The last stations are set up in the Vail Church parking lot and include a labyrinth to walk. You are welcome to step out of your car, put on a mask, and walk this sacred path of self-reflection. We hope these Stations of Unity will help you center on how God calls us to care for creation, one another, and embrace diversity as we celebrate what unites us as one family of God.